here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
How you doing?
All right, let's do it!
Go. Hello, and welcome to another edition of, well, we were calling it Joe Biz Movie Trivia. Now it's, we finally found a name for it, Totally Useless Movie Trivia, where we count down the top 10 of any director that we like in their movies. And today we are doing
John Waters.
Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, which is a Martin Scorsese movie.
Oh.
So, it stars Ellen Burstyn, Chris Christopherson, Mia Bendixson, and was written by Robert Getchell, directed by Martin Scorsese. Anyways.
Is Charlton Heston in it?
No, Charlton Heston isn't in it.
He's great in everything.
He's dead.
So, I'm Ned Gerblansky. Sorry, Jimbo couldn't be here this evening.
Where is Jimbo?
He's out getting more fireworks.
He's not in a coma.
Well,
from the Mexican staring frog of southern Sri Lanka.
He does hit his head a lot. For some reason, I need a lot of water.
Well, yeah, I would think so. Your throat must get really, really, really dry just trying to talk.
Like the Sahara.
Yeah. So what do you do with that hole in your throat?
I rent it out for parties.
Bar mitzvahs?
Come as you are.
I'll bet. How much does it cost?
Depends on the...
Depends.
...situation.
It costs depends?
I'm not that old yet.
Okay. So...
Number 10.
Oh, so you really want to get through this, huh?
Yeah.
You sure? You sound like you need to take a shit.
Well, first I heard little fat kid Eric Cartman, was going to read this, but then I was asked at the last second to come in, and now I have to read these long trivia.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number 10.
Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore was the title of an episode of The Brady Bunch that aired on October 17, 1969, more than 4 years before the film came out. It was based on the 1933 song, Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, written by Joe Young, Johnny Burke, Harold Spina, and popularized by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Wow.
What that I've seen.
Is your battery going to run out on your throat thing?
No.
Vocoder?
I have Duracell.
Energized for life?
Bunny keeps going. Wait, that's Energizer.
That's what I just said. Energized for life.
Yeah. I've seen TV shows that had the same name as a movie, but that didn't mean that they had the same goddamn connection to them.
Yeah, well.
Oh, wait. This is useless movie trivia.
There you go.
Well.
Totally useless.
Already successful. Number 9.
9.
At the time of shooting, Ellen Burstyn was real-life best friends with her on-screen best friend, Lelia Goldoni.
I think it's Lelia.
Hey, if she pops a button on her shirt, would that be called Burstyn? Number 8.
Ellen's bursting out of her sweater.
Since you didn't want to answer.
8.
Martin Scorsese said that Alfred Lutter III improvised the last line in the film, "Mom, I can't breathe."
It's because she was bursting at the seams.
I understand what he meant. It's hard to breathe out of this hole. Oh, God. Number seven.
Seven.
Ellen Burstyn said she was not prepared for how frightening Harvey Keitel became in the scene where Ben threatens his wife and Alice. I had a meltdown after shooting and cried for an hour, she said. Martin Scorsese himself, even as well as he knew Keitel, said the actor terrified him from the moment he began his very intense and rather demonic preparations for the scene. I wanted to get that done quicker. Number six.
I guess you can only talk so fast when you have that thing up to your throat, or else it just comes out as a muddled.
Pretty much.
Huh.
Six.
Six.
Movie critic Pauline Kael recommended to screenwriter Robert Getchell that Robert Altman would have been a good choice to direct the film.
Huh. Robert Altman, who also directed Popeye.
But he didn't direct it, so who cares? Number five.
Number five.
Ellen Burstyn improvised the line, "I don't sing with my ass," supposedly based on her own show business experiences.
Well, Jim Carrey does.
Yes, he does.
Mamma Mia.
May I ask you a question?
And then cough.
Do you have a breath mint? Number four.
Four.
Kris Kristofferson plays an important role in this movie. In Martin Scorsese's next movie, the widely acclaimed Taxi Driver, there is a scene in which Robert De Niro's character gives Sybil Shepherd's character a Kris Kristofferson vinyl as a present.
Hmm.
That's kind of like an inside joke.
Sure.
Ha, ha, ha. Number three.
Three.
Martin Scorsese said later that occasionally, they would have trouble with the people who owned buildings where they were shooting, but that Kris Kristofferson was always able to smooth it over and buy more time for the crew to complete its work.
Is this the most you've ever talked in one sitting?
Except when I'm doing anal.
Oh, okay.
Then I go what? Off into tangents. Number two.
Two.
Anal. Shirley MacLaine turned down the role of Alice Hyatt. She admitted regretting it.
Okay.
Wow.
Shirley MacLaine and her reincarnation abilities?
Yes.
Huh.
Number one.
One. It all comes down to this.
Thank God. I might need a throat transplant.
Something. You might actually need one of those.
According to her autobiography, Anne Bancroft was attached to the project.
Huh.
Okay.
Anne Bancroft.
Yeah. So Anne, she said in her own thing that she was going to be in it, but there's no proof that it ever was going to happen. Just her saying that it did almost kind of not really happen.
Huh. Okay.
That is so useless, but thanks for trying.
It's what this whole entire thing is about.
I should have stuck with Jimbo. At least he knows how to have a good time.
Apparently you still are having a good time.
Yeah, I'm kind of jacking it right now.
Jack-off-a-source?
Make every moment your best moment. I like to masturbate and sing Kumbaya. And I end it with, my lord.
My lord. Okay.
Okay, I really need to rest my lungs and throat.
Okie dokie.
So goodbye and take it away.
Johnny.
Useless movie trivia out.
Good night.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me at... You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.